Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Beis, and we're learning Siman Zayin. Now, the example of that the Chayalim is going to give, their ovens were different than our ovens, so it won't be exactly the same application, but the idea behind it is relevant. So let's see the case. Yesh Shaposkim Hatanar Belayla. They store foods inside of the oven to keep the heat. So that's not a problem of hatmona because it's not touching the walls. So you said we're good. Now they want to open it up Friday night and take out some of the food, and then seal up the oven again for the food which is going to be used for Shabbos morning. So is that something which is problematic or not? So the Chayyim says Izel Yisur Gomer, this is problematic. Why the Shemir Yesh Kederis Shlo Nisbashlu Adayin Kol Tzarchan? It's possible that not all of the, there's various different foods inside of the oven, and some of them are not fully cooked. So when the person reseals it, garim bishul, he's causing bishul. When the oven is open, the bishul process is slowed because the heat is escaping. And when you close the oven, the bishul process is being facilitated by closing the oven, by keeping the heat in. So the person, by doing so, is helping the bishul process. That's it going to be usur under the isur of bishul. So this is not a hatmana issue anymore. We're moving away from the hatmana issue. We're saying we have a concern of bishul. So a person, even the modern oven, the person has various different foods which are inside of the oven and wants to open and take one thing out and then shut it again. They have to be fully confident that all of the food is fully cooked before they can do that. If the food is not fully cooked, they cannot shut the oven door, because by shutting the oven door, they're keeping the heat in, and that's going to definitely help the bishul process. Once the door is open, the bishul process is slowed tremendously. And by shutting the door, you're going to hasten the bishul process, and that's going to be an issur d'oraisa. Now, the scenario which he's discussing, so adding more insulation, which will help keep the heat in better, would also be problematic. So that's helping the bishul process. This issue is going to be true, even if the one who's shutting it is a non-Jew. So now, so the purpose is to shut it. So you're asking the non-Jew to shut it. The fact that it hastens the bishul is almost like secondary. Arguably, it should be like absecration. We said Amir Lachim is mutter by absecration. So the Chayyim says that's incorrect. The goal of shutting it is to keep the heat in. That's what you're asking the goy to do. And he's doing that for you. And that's the purpose of keeping the heat in, is to help everything stay warm and also to help it cook. That's all part of the same process. So that's also. If the food was not fully cooked before Shabbos, and the person closes it up and therefore facilitates bishul, person facilitates bishul on Shabbos, the food is osur. And the Mishavur points out it reached Michael ben Drusoy beforehand, and so it's going to, you're cooking it from already being edible to more edible, which is osur to do on Shabbos, but b'diavad the food is not going to be osur. At least Bidi Abbott. That's when the Jew did it. Let's say a goy did it. If you ask the goy to do it, after the Yesh Lahatu Bidi Abbott, Michael Kim Lav Hachi Hoyim Mispashal. So you can't benefit from the malacha of a goy, but arguably there's not really benefit. It would get cooked either way. Just the question is how long it would take. So you're not really directly benefiting from it, or the action of the goy. So by the Jew, that's going to be usur. But by a non-Jew, arguably, that's going to be mutter. Then he points out that there's another problem. If there's coals in the oven, when the oven is sealed, very little air gets in. And so therefore the coals die down. When you open it up, air gets in that fans the flames. So there's potentially a maver problem when you open the oven and a mechaber problem when you shut the oven. So that's another problem. A person has to be aware of that. That would not be relevant to our ovens. The opening or shutting does not affect the flame. But the issue, the concern of Bishul is a concern. So a person has to be aware. Say if they have food that they want to serve Friday night, the best Eitzah is to take, would be to theoretically take all the, unless a person is certain that all of the food is fully cooked, a person should take out all of the food at one time. Let's say a person has a cholent in the oven, and the person has, which they're leaving for the following day. So again, the cholent has to be fully cooked. The chatzkila has to be fully cooked to the point you would be comfortable serving it to guests. The fact that it's mitama b'yafalo is not called bishul. The fact that it gets more and more tasty over the night, that's not considered bishul, because it's fully, it reached the point where it's fully edible to the point you serve it to guests. If it's less than that, so moving it from Machum and Drisoy to the point of serving it to guests would be a problematic a concern of bishul, and a person could not, would not, if a person in that situation opened the door, they could not shut it with the chalent, that chalent inside. Is there a concern of opening and shutting open doors mitzad the impact that you have on the thermostat? Is a separate question which we will clarify in a different shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.